It's the biggest book club in the country. It's back with our May book. We do this in conjunction with Libraries NI. And you can, of course, pick up the book, our book of the month, in your local library. This month, it's Into the Water, written by Paula Hawkins, whose previous books include Girl on a Train. Sarah Travers is this month's reviewer, and she's been speaking to Vinny.
The biggest book club in the country on The Nolan Show.
Into the Water, the long-awaited second novel from Paula Hawkins, centres around a town in the northeast of England and the death of a single mum who lives there. A single mum who has had a bit of a checkered past, is probably seen as someone a little bit of a misfit. She comes to a sticky end in a place they call the Drowning Pool, which says it all, and there's a history to the Drowning Pool. And of course, it's a whodunit from the get-go. We don't know what actually happened to Nell. Did she jump? Was she pushed? But we find out straight away through the voice initially of her sister, Jules, who comes back to find out what's happened to Nell. We learn that they haven't a very good sibling relationship, that Nell had, in fact, distanced herself from a lot of people because of her fascination with the women who ended up losing their lives in the Drowning Pool. And we go way back to medieval times when they were throwing witches into the Drowning Pool. Witches in those days were women who caused any sorts of problems, who spoke when they shouldn't, or, you know, far be it from me to suggest that a woman could seduce a man and the man was completely guilt-free. But these poor women used to end up in a sticky end, sometimes because of the actions of the community around them. So it's enthralling, it's thrilling, it's a whodunit. You then meet several other characters who also have a connection to Nell Abbott, and you also find out that they also have other connections to this river and the pool of the Drowning Pool.
Is this an easy read? Did you enjoy reading it, or did you find it tiring because there is simply so much going on at the same time?
I didn't think it was as good as The Girl on the Train, which I thought was fantastic. Didn't so much enjoy the film with Emily Blunt, which was Americanized and set in the States, but I did enjoy the Girl on the Train. I literally couldn't put that down. This is equally as captivating at the start, but I did start to get confused. I've seen some other reviews as well, and I don't seem to be alone in thinking that there were too many characters, and there's not a likable one amongst them. So, you know, there seem to be some really messed up people that live in this particular area of the northeast of England. I do hope it is fictitious. But the women aren't likable either. So even though you think there's some bad guys out there that could do bad things to women, sometimes the women themselves just, you know, you can't like them enough to care, which sounds really dark. Psychologically gripping. Just, I'd like to see a little more warmth and light.
Yeah.
And characters that you could kind of sorry for.
I sometimes think when it comes to certain books and reading, Sarah, that people can be put off. I know I can. If I think something is going to be a heavy read, it's going to be difficult. And I don't necessarily mean because it's a serious subject or because it's a dark subject or theme like this book is. But is this something that anyone could read? You know, even the likes of myself who doesn't read a lot in the first place?
Well, do you know what I like about it? The chapters were really pacey, so short and quick, which is a skill in itself, because you think, OK, I'll just read to the end of this chapter and then I'll go to sleep if anybody else does late night reading like myself. And because you've maybe only got 3-4 pages to each chapter, and each chapter is a different person, so it's the voice of the narrators all the way through, all the various people from the policeman who gets involved to somebody else who's lost somebody in the Drowning Pool, to her sister, to her daughter. It's so fast-paced that it's a clever way of writing that keeps you hooked and keeps you turning those pages. So, yes, absolutely. I think even you, if you're not an avid reader, it's a bit like we're all in that goldfish memory generation now, that we have to be hooked within 7 seconds. I think now as human beings, we have memories that are, and attention spans that are less now than a goldfish. Did you know that?
Well, wouldn't be hard.
I don't know how the scientists found that out, apparently. Something less than 9 seconds now. So it keeps you going and you will turn the pace and go, oh, I wonder what he's going to say about that or she's going to say about that. So I love the pace of it. I like that. It's quite gripping.
Would you recommend this to a friend?
I would. I would say this would be a great holiday read. I hope that maybe you can relate or like the character slightly better than I did. But yeah, I think this is definitely, I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Sarah Travers, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Listen again to some of the books we featured on the biggest book club in the country. Go to bbc.co.uk/Nolan.